Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you've got time, check us out on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. Guys, the win streak recommences. Well, I suppose the losing streak loses. We're in the winners column again. The Pelicans defeating the Houston Rockets quite substantially in the end. 130-105 at home, in front of the fans. We love to see it, and that stops the four-game losing trip. And one game back from the Lakers, one and a half game back for the ninth spot. So I suppose two games, I guess, after the Lakers lose to the Suns. So play-in is still well and truly alive, you know, sitting at the 10th spot, we're still a game ahead of the Blazers, so we've just got to keep winning. That's the main thing. So we're going to break that down today. Probably be a short and sharp one today, I think, and yeah, we'll break the game down and preview the Suns game tomorrow, and then we'll get out of here. So let's get into it. So yesterday we took on the Houston Rockets, as I said. Still undermanned, no CJ, no Brandon Ingram. We had a starting lineup of Najee, Herb Jones, Devontae Graham, Jackson Hayes, and Jonas Valanciunas. Now, Houston are a smaller side. They line up a lot smaller with Christian Wood at the center position, who's, I don't think he's a true center. I think he's probably more of a power forward slash really big small forward, but that's how they play him, and they play a bit smaller. So Jayshon Tate as well is about 6'6", and so I mean, we had the size advantage with Jackson alongside Jonas Valanciunas, and for the first time, I think for a long time, we actually decided to exploit it. Jonas came out and was absolutely phenomenal, team high and game high 32 points with 10 rebounds in a mere 26 minutes. He was absolutely phenomenal. And the guys were playing loose. There was energy. And I know when you're playing some of the bottom sides, it's hard to come out and play your basketball. And I think we fell into that trap against the Orlando Magic, that you come down and play scrappy basketball like they want to play. In this, we just gave them a slapping. We really did. The first quarter, the defense was a little bit average, as we have been starting a little bit slow. 32-29. You know, the shots weren't falling. We probably weren't moving the ball as well as we could. And then quarter two, it was foot on the throat time. 39-23. And honestly, I mean, they scored 40 points in the middle two quarters, only 17 in the third to our 30. And it really was just an absolute whitewash. We're getting out and running. We're making them turn the ball over. And scoring in transition and exploiting mismatches, moving the ball, finding the right man. If Jonas had Sengun on him or Christian Wood, dump it down to him, and he went hard aggressively. And that was such a nice change in mindset from the guys to see a team really look to exploit the advantages that they had. I think we'd missed out on that a little bit. And sometimes we get a little bit trigger happy and miss and launch threes and miss open opportunities to get it down low to Jonas. So it was nice to just force it down to him down low, and he just went to work, which is fantastic to see. Rounded out the last quarter 33-32, but by then we'd already smashed him, and it was 130-105 final score. So Over at the team stats, we managed to shoot 51% from the field for the whole game, which was fantastic. That to their 50%. We hit 10 three-pointers of our 32 attempts, 31% to their 38%, 12 of 31. Free throws, they only hit a meager 15 of 25 to our 24 of 34. Again, 70% for us. It should be a little bit higher. I think leaving 10 free throws on the table was not an ideal situation to be in. And out against good sides, I think you get beaten. And I think we've seen that when you don't win the free throw battle and you don't take advantage of the free throws when you're given them. Particularly when you're given 34 attempts. I mean, that's fantastic. And that shows the aggression that we were getting into the paint and getting fouled. So all credit to the guys for that. Assists, we had another 30 assist night, which, again, moving the ball, finding each other, playing for each other, it was fantastic to see. And when the guys play like this, up and about and playing in transition and finding each other and good to great and paint to great mentality, which is what Willie Green preaches all of the time, it was really good to see. They only had 24 assists on 39 made field goals to our 30 of 48, you know, only 18 shots that weren't counted with an assist, so that's pretty awesome. Rebounds smashed them 45 to 39. Steals, they had 3 steals and we had 17. 17 steals, which is just unreal. And I think Jose top the scoring chart with the most steals. He had 6, but just about everyone who played had a steal. Everyone except Tyrone Wallace had a steal, which, you know, that's pretty good for the team to just be jumping in the passing lanes, interrupting what they wanted to do, sticking hands in there and timing, reading the play. There was a lot of those intercept turnovers that we and steals that we managed to get and exploited it. They had 24 turnovers. You caused the team to have 24. So on top of the 17 steals, they also turned the ball over an additional 7 times. I mean, it's hard to win games for Houston or any team if you're having 24 turnovers to our 10, which is fantastic. And we turned that turned the 24 turnovers into 30 points off turnovers. That's where you win. You win by 25 and 30 of them come off points off turnovers. You know, Houston can see from there where the issue was. It was taking care of the basketball, and we exploited it. And I think at times throughout the history of this team, we haven't been that transition team, but I really think probably in the last 2 or 3 months, we really have. Maybe the turn of the year, I think we've really exploited the turnovers, and that's been really good to see, while limiting the points that they've got off turnovers. They had 10 turnovers, only got 9 points. That means we're getting back in transition. It means we're not having live ball turnovers. It means we're making good decisions when moving the basketball. So really impressive effort from the guys. And I mean, the score really says enough. You know, we're happy with that. That's awesome to see a cheeky 25-point victory after a few shellackings at the hands of some up-and-down teams. You know, it's nice to see some energy. And the guys were up and about. So over to the box score, as we like to break down. Najee Marshall in 37 minutes had 17 and 10, 2 assists, 2 steals. Herb Jones, 7, 3 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Devontae Graham had 10 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists and 2 steals. And he was solid. He's come really good. 3 of 9 shooting, but again, 7 assists is unbelievable. Jackson Hayes had 21 points, 6 rebounds, and a real rebound game for him. He was playing fast and loose. We got to see him do an East Bay dunk towards the end, which is a between the legs as you jump and dunk. I mean, it was better than the stuff we saw in the dunk contest. Jalen Green probably sitting there taking notes on how good Jackson Hayes' athleticism and dunking ability is. He also had 2 steals and a block, which was nice. Jonas, 32 points, 10 rebounds in a mere 26 minutes, as I said. 3 assists, a steal, and 1 block. 12 of 18 shooting. Hit a 3-pointer and 7 of 7 at the free throw line. He was unbelievable. Really impressive game from Jonas. And, you know, he got to have himself a little rest on the bench after playing half a game. So you're happy with that? Keep him fresh for the Suns. Jose played a big 30 minutes off the bench, had 16 points, 2 rebounds, 10 assists and 6 steals. He had a double-double along with 6 steals, 7 of 14 shooting, and he was great. I think he's had a few up and down games, and perhaps, I think he's his biggest critic. I honestly enjoy his energy that he brings, but maybe the scoring output, again, everything we get is a bonus. He's a two-way player that has turned into a key rotational piece. And to get a double-double with 6 steals, I mean, all credit to him, with 0 turnovers. So you got 10 assists to 0 turnovers. It's just phenomenal, and really impressed with how that went. Trey Murphy in 21 minutes was great as well. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 4 of 7 shooting. Missed his 3-point shots, but sometimes the delivery to him is not as pleasant as we would like. But he was solid again, great defensively, pushing the ball, knowing his role, and that was nice, playing within the offense. Tyrone Wallace, the 10-day that we signed up out of the G League to, I suppose, cover the loss of CJ during the COVID, he had 7 points and 2 rebounds and played well. He was solid. Billy Hernangómez in 17 minutes had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 of 6, 1 of 1 from 3, and a real complete game, little stat-stuffing game in 17 minutes. And he was really solid. And, there's not much more you can say about Billy other than he just brings it every time he comes on. He really does. He's a great teammate as well. You can see that. And, I mean, it's great having him on the team. I think we sign him up long-term and keep him there. If he plays, he plays. And if he doesn't, well, that's okay as well because he's just such a good bloke. Alizé Johnson come on for 4 minutes towards the end. He had a rebound and a steal. Missed his 2 shots, but that's all right. You know, by then it was all said and done, and we got the victory. So, we'll jump to a break now. We'll thank the sponsors, as we always do, and then we'll come back, do the 3 key takeaways, wrap up, briefly preview the Suns game, what we need to do, and then we'll get out of here. So, be back after these messages.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So as always, we're going to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Get yourself a deposit match bonus. Do all your gambling over there. They've got plenty of stuff going on. Casino games as well as the normal bets. You can do your parlays. You can do your multis, as we call them in Perth and in WA and Australia, as I gradually move out geographically. And check it all out. Use the code ETHOS, as I said, and that'll give you that deposit match bonus. Gamble responsibly, of course. Don't do anything that you regret. Just do it for fun. I think that's what I recommend. Anyway, in addition, manscaped.com, use the code ETHOS20, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. ETHOS20, the numerals on the end of that. 20% off, free shipping. Lawnmower 4.0, that's the one you want to go and get. Ceramic blade, and I think it's got a light on it and all this other carry-on. Probably do the dishes for you, a few different things. I don't know, but it's a flash little shaver, and go and get hold of that. It'd be pretty handy for you. In addition, we're going to thank expressvpn.com/hoopball is the website you need to go and check. ExpressVPN is a, well, it's a VPN website, isn't it? You go and sign up to that and you protect your identity online. You can hide your IP address, your intellectual property, all of that sort of stuff, whatever you want to do. That's not what IP stands for, but go and look after yourself online. ExpressVPN.com/hoopball. That'll give you that 3 extra months on a 12-month subscription. So go and treat yourself to that. One click, and that'll give you unlimited protection. And of course, our daily fantasy partner over at Sports Ethos is ThriveFantasy.com. Go and check out ThriveFantasy.com. They've got plenty going on over there. All of your daily fantasy competitions. In addition, you can go and bet on different players, player props. You can go and do that. If you use the code ETHOS when you sign up, you'll get 100% deposit match bonus and some game tickets as well. So go and check that out. It's the only code that you can use to get that discount. So go and check it out and that little bonus of the game tickets. So ThriveFantasy.com. ETHOS is the code. And treat yourself. And if you need some tips, go and check out the DFS podcast that we've got over at Sports Ethos and all the articles and stuff like that. There's plenty of fantasy experts over there, I tell you what, that know plenty about winning DFS competitions. So check that out. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. After that brief intermission to discuss the sponsors, we're back we're going to go through the three key takeaways of the game that we just had from Houston. Things I liked. Number one, I liked the energy. While the first quarter we started a little bit sloppy and we started figuring out what Houston were going to do, as soon as we locked in and brought our own intensity and played our game, that .5 offense, paint to great, good to great shots, we got ourselves comfortable. And what I liked is that we didn't drop off that energy. In fact, we got the crowd into it. And the crowd in your home ground is the great equalizer. You could be in some strife and all of a sudden you get the crowd involved from a big dunk or a block or good shot or something like that. And you've got a 6-man on the court. All of a sudden, the momentum builds through these players and they want to play harder. You could see Jackson Hayes hyping the crowd up and everyone's getting into him. You know, people are up and about. And when an arena is popping, you know, it's just the best feeling. Whether you're in the crowd or I imagine if you're on the court, it really gets you going. So, I like when we play with energy because energy is infectious. And when it starts with guys like Jose, who had a great game, Najee Marshall, Herb Jones, Devontae Graham, when he gets going, you know, when he hits a three, people just go ballistic. And he hit a couple in a row and he missed the third one and people were ready to erupt. But, you know, Jackson Hayes doing a dunk. Well, things like that, it gets the crowd involved. And I love when we play with energy because it disrupts the other team because all of a sudden they feel like they're fighting uphill and they don't get comfortable. And that's what we really exploited in this. We didn't let them get comfortable whatsoever and really put the foot on the throat, which is what we wanted. So, yeah, it was a good win. Also, a good confidence builder. My second key takeaway is when Jonas is put in a position to succeed and he takes advantage of that, he is unstoppable. When you end up with 32 and 10 in 26 minutes, you fouled out Sengun in 5 minutes. I think that's all he played. 14 minutes, he had six fouls. He was out and he did nothing. When you have Christian Wood in all sorts of hell, I mean, how many fouls did he have? He had 3 fouls. They couldn't guard him. And instead of just settling for outside shots and bringing the ball up and we'll do swing it from corner to corner and then get a contested shot, we gave it to Jonas and we gave it to him early and it allowed him to then get close to the basket, put his shoulder straight into the chest of his defender and score the basket. Easy, easy buckets. And also that then gives him the ability to then the player play off him because they don't want to stand too close. He then gets his mid-range open. And I think sometimes we get a little bit we get a little bit forgetful and don't feed Jonas when we should. He's the best offensive player on the team at the minute, and if you don't give him the ball, he's not going to be able to use his God-given talents. So it was really nice to see we fed him, and then he also then had that mentality to go, no, I'm just going to go at this guy. And sometimes, you know, the fault's his as well. He sits there and he might settle, or he takes that little pop shot mid-range, which is good sometimes, but sometimes you settle for it. I mean, a layup at the ring is by far the easiest shot that he has, and it's good to see him using that talent and his size against those guys. I'd like to see it more often. Well, not more often, but more consistently, I guess. My third key takeaway is this team is going to be really scary when we are healthy. All I can say is that we can see the people sitting on the bench. The people on the bench at the moment is Brandon, CJ, Zion, Kyra, Larry Nance. Antonio Daniel said it in the broadcast. That's a good starting five. That's an NBA starting five sitting on the bench. And whether that ever becomes a starting five, I don't know. I very much doubt it. But that's a pretty big sort of loss that you don't have on your team. And when we're doing stuff like this where all the other guys play together, you add those players, that talent, to this group, this energy group, that all want to play together and all play for one another. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to be a fan, I'll tell you what, because we're chomping at the bit to see what this team can do. You keep this team together, and you get everyone healthy, and we get Willie Green a full off season to get everyone up and about and learning the system and across all of the plays and playing together. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to next season. I tell you, I am. I mean, even the end of the season. We've got 14 games left, and then whatever happens after that, and that's regular season. So I don't think we'll see the full effect of the team this year. I think we've probably left it a little bit late to try to assimilate everyone in. But next year, if we can have a healthy off-season, I'm excited to see what happens. I really am. So I'll taper my expectations and excitement for now, because we never know what's going to happen, but it really is an exciting team to watch. And when you've got this athleticism, you've got these long wings, you've got these guys that can make plays from all different positions of the court, it's an exciting time to be a Pelicans fan, I'll tell you what. So, that being said, tomorrow we take on the Phoenix Suns. It is, I think the daylight savings is finished over there now, so to say. There's going to be a 7 p.m. game against the Suns at the Smoothie King Center. Get out there and check it out. We beat the Suns by 15 last time. I don't know if anyone's coming back. I don't know if CJ still got COVID or if Brandon. We did see a video of Brandon today. He was shooting half-court shots, so perhaps his hamstring's feeling better. Hopefully he can get through a full training and get back into it. But, it's going to be an interesting sort of turn of events to see what this game's going to be like. The main thing we need to do is play together, play fast, and play our way. Because if we can disrupt what they want to do, we defend hard, you know, we're every chance. Whether we've got the CJ and BI back or not, we just got to put our best foot forward and have a real crack. Because that's all you can do, and disrupt these guys. Don't let them get comfortable. So we'll see what happens. Herb Jones is going to have a big day on Devin Booker, so we'll see how it all plays out. But I'm going to leave it at that. We'll have a chat to you after the Suns game. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Ethos Pelicans is the show. Stay safe. Bye for now.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.